as we have learned to do and as we think we enjoy, we're going to begin this radio Bible school with a Bible question. And the question is this: what did Abraham say to the king of Sodom when the king of Sodom wanted to give treasures and gifts to Abraham? He said, "I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latchet, nor aught that is thine, lest what?" And so we're going to get the answer to that question in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now for a Bible question. When Abraham rescued all the goods away from kings of the east, and the king of Sodom offered to give those goods to Abraham, why did Abraham refuse? Well, here's the answer. It's found in Genesis chapter 14. I'm going to begin reading in verse 21. "And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the person and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto Jehovah God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latchet, nor aught that is thine, lest thou should have say, I have made Abraham rich." So the reason Abraham didn't take anything from the king of Sodom was because he didn't want the king of Sodom telling people that he was the one that made Abraham rich. Abraham wanted all glory to go to God. You see, we're going to go back and read now verse 16, where it says that Abraham, he brought back all the goods, and brought back also his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Now we're going to look at Elam's notes, his Sunday school notes he wrote for the Sunday schools of May 9th, 1926. And E.A. Elam writes, "Abram brought back all the goods, all of that country, Lot and all his goods, also the women and the people. In such wars, women were taken, not only as captives, but as slaves and concubines. Besides stating the rescue of all these goods and the people, special mention is made of the women. This was a great rescue, as well as a great victory." And so we read in Genesis 14:17, "The king of Sodom went out to meet him, and after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him in the valley of Sheba," the same as the king's dale, "and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was priest of the Most High God." In verse 19, we read, "And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham, God of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him a tenth of all." Now, the former king of Salem, having fallen, he was succeeded by another. This one went out to meet Abram on his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him. This meeting was at the Vale of Sheba, the same as the king's vale. The king's dale is a place where Absalom erected a pillar or monument, said to be the Valley of Kindron, at the foot of Mount Olivet, near Jerusalem. Melchizedek also went to meet Abram, and refreshed him with bread and wine, and also blessed him, saying, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth." Then Melchizedek blessed God also, saying, "And blessed be God Most High, who hath delivered thine enemy into thy hand." In commenting upon this, Paul says that without any dispute the less, Abram, was blessed of the better Melchizedek. Well, who was Melchizedek? Our lesson states that he was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. Further reference to him is made in the following passages of Psalm 110, verse 4, and several passages in the book of Hebrews. Studying these passages, we can learn all there is to be learned about Melchizedek, besides being king of Salem, priest of the Most High. He was king of righteousness, king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, and abiding a priest continually. He received tithes of Abraham, and was greater than Abraham. In this way, through Abraham, the Levites, who received the tithes of the Israelites, paid tithes to Melchizedek. Thus, one who did not descend from Aaron received tithes of Aaron's descendants. Here, men that die, the priest, after the order and descendants of Aaron, are placed in contracts with Melchizedek, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Their genealogy and their having father and mother are placed in contrast to his being without father and without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, and abideth a priest continually. We are called upon to consider how great this man was, and to whom Abraham, the patriarch, gave a tenth out of the chief spoils. Abraham, a patriarch, living in the patriarchal age, was priest and king over his own household, as was every other patriarch. Then why would Melchizedek, for this reason, be greater than Abraham? All these facts show Melchizedek to be more than an ordinary man, patriarch, and priest. He was a most remarkable personage. He suddenly met Abraham and blessed him, disappeared, and nothing more said of him in the Bible for 1,000 years, when he is then declared to be a type of another king and priest to come. Psalm 110, verses 1 through 7. Next, after the passing of another 1,000 years in round numbers, it is declared that Christ is a priest in the presence of God, not after the order of Aaron, but after the order of Melchizedek, after the power of an endless life. Melchizedek, to say the least of him, was a very superior person, being designated as no other one was then as priest of God Most High, king of righteousness, king of peace, and a type of Christ. Salem was Jerusalem. Well, we read about that in Psalm 76 and verse 2. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. And this is the first mention of giving tithes. Now Genesis chapter 14, 21 through 24. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, Give me persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto Jehovah, the God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latchet, nor aught that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men that went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. The king of Sodom said unto Abraham, Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. Abraham sought not the spoils. His was a higher motive. He sought the rescue of Lot and his family. We're reminded of Paul's declaration to the Corinthians that in preaching he sought not their possessions, but their salvation. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 14. He sought not his own profit, but the profit or good of many, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 33. Many preachers in the Spirit of Christ have done the same. In this spirit, the gospel was preached throughout the world in a few years after the ascension of Christ, and in this spirit, the thousands of churches of God now in existence were established. The ardor of these churches begins to cool, and their zeal begins to lag, and they cease to grow, and the gospel no longer runs and is glorified when preachers become place seekers and begin to commercialize their preaching. Let us note particularly that in his magnanimity and lofty spirit, Abram prospered in business. Such men can prosper now, as Abram did, and accomplish in unselfishness great good. Abram replied to the king of Sodom that he had lifted up his hand to God Most High, and he would not take a thread or a shoe latchet or aught that belonged to him, lest he should say he had made Abram rich. He would have nothing except that which his men had eaten. But Abner, Eshcol, and Mamre, who went with him in this pursuit, could take their portion. In different ways, God made Abraham a blessing to others, and this independent, generous, and lofty spirit is one of those ways. Such a man now is a benediction to any community in which he lives. That brings this Sunday school lesson to a close, all except a little note down at the bottom of the page that is written like a little rhyme. Ill fares the land, hastening ills a prey, where wealth accumulates and men decay. As I look on the facing page in this little Sunday school book I have, I see a Sunday school lesson that is written for the Sunday schools of May the 16th, 1926. And it's about Abraham and the strangers. Now we read this story in Genesis chapter 18. Now to get the full context of the lesson we're about to study, we really need to read Genesis 18, 19, and 20. And though we don't have enough time to complete that reading in this class period, we will begin this reading and continue it in the next class period. Let's begin now. Genesis chapter 18. And Jehovah appeared unto him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood over against him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself to the earth and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let now a little water be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and strengthen ye your heart, that ye shall pass on, for as much as ye are come to your servant. And they said, So, do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto the servant. And he hastened to dress it, and he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Genesis 18 and verse 9. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee when the season cometh round, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxen old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? We'll continue this with the next class.